Series of messages entitled, God Has Not Given Us the Spirit of Fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. I shared with you all when I first started some of our messages in this series that that was a stronghold in my life for many years as I was growing up from a very young girl. That spirit came to try to torment me. I understand now that its purpose was to keep me from the purpose that God had created me to fulfill, his destiny for my life. And so a major anointing on an apostle is to walk in the faith of God in order to be an example to others and to impart that in others. And the enemy wanted to try to keep me from walking in that level of faith. And so I'm so grateful to God that I know how I came out of or from underneath the power of that dreaded spirit that would plague me from all kinds of phobias to where I am today as I walk in a place of faith in God is the Word of God. God gave me in the early part of my walk with him a love for his Word and a love for his house. From a very young girl, I always loved to be at church and I always loved God's word. And so that's exactly what changed me. The house of God and the word of God. And so I want to impart in you some truths that God has taught me that will help you also. Because no one, if you're in human flesh, is going to be exempt from that spiritual force of fear coming to visit you. It's sent by Satan to every human being to keep you from fulfilling your destiny in God. And so we ought to put a stake, hallelujah, right now in our life and say we've come to cause fear to bow. Amen. Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. So let you and I, let us now just submit ourselves to the miraculous teaching ministry of Holy Spirit. And he's going to teach us through the eternal word how to make fear bow because God did not give us the spirit of fear. Jesus commanded us to fear not. Matter of fact, he said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. So our last time together in this series of messages, Holy Spirit began to share revelation to us concerning the spirit of bondage to fear versus the spirit of adoption. And we went to the foundational scripture in Romans chapter 8. If you will go there with me, Romans 8 in the Amplified translation. Romans 8, beginning with verse 14. And we're going to be looking at scripture that's going to reveal revelation to us concerning the spirit of bondage to fear versus the spirit of adoption. And I want to leave you today feeling so connected to God that when that spirit tries to show up at your door, you will not answer the doorbell. Give the Lord some praise. Amen. Amen. Romans 8, verse 14 in the Amplified says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And I'm so excited that the word sons of God does not have gender. So that includes everybody that's in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Just like a male believer is a bride of Christ. Amen. There's no gender. So when we see the word sons, it's not talking about male or female. It's talking about those who are led of the Spirit, those who are in Christ. So all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And that simply means we are now privy to walk in the full inheritance, hallelujah, in our Savior. All who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Tell your neighbor, just make sure you're being led by the Spirit. Yeah, that's the key right there. Verse 15, for the spirit which you have now received, ED, is not a spirit of slavery to put you once more in bondage to fear. Is that good? So we have not received the spirit of slavery that puts us once more in the bondage of fear. And it's simply because we're led by the Spirit and we're sons of God. But what did we receive? That's it. It says you have, past tense, is that good? You have received the spirit of adoption. And the Amplified tells us what that is. The Spirit producing sonship. Holy Spirit produces sonship in us. Is that good? In the bliss of which we cry, Abba, Father, Father. So now he's not just our God, but as sons who are led by the Spirit, he's our Abba, Father. He's our Papa. He's our Daddy. Is that wonderful? Amen. And when you start referring to him as Daddy God, it brings an endearment into your heart that you belong to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 16. The Spirit himself, thank you, Lord, testifies together with our own spirit. So there's a communication going on between the Holy Spirit and our reborn spirit. And what is the Holy Spirit doing in us, together with our own spirit, assuring us that we are the children of God? Is that good? So there's a communication going on every single day. If we listen, if we use our spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, we will know for ourselves that Holy Spirit is testifying with our spirit that we are the children of God. We are the heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Christ. We have a full inheritance in him. Jesus is the reason Jesus went to the cross was, hallelujah, for us. Everything he did to complete our full redemption, hallelujah, was for us. Is that good? Hallelujah. This is so good. So this is the good news of the gospel of grace, meaning not one of us earned it. Hello. We don't even deserve it. We didn't merit it. It's the gift of God. Hallelujah. Just open your arms like this and just receive everything that God has for you today. Holy Spirit is going to teach us through the word what everything, hallelujah, that we need to know for today, that's a part of our life right now. So that's why when I read the scripture, I look at the ending of words, because if it's ED or it has already happened, then I know it's not something that I need to ask and beg God for. I need to walk in it. You don't beg for a gift. You don't hope for a gift. It's not in the future. That gift is right now. Give the Lord some praise. Amen. Amen. So, Saints, Holy Spirit also taught us the more we understand God's love for us and how he has adopted us because he loves us, the less the spirit of fear has power over our lives. That's the key right there. Knowing and understanding that God loves us. He adopted us because he chose us. See, sometimes we have children and sometimes we don't really want to be pregnant. Hello. Sometimes the timing is off. Come on. Let's be real. Every pregnancy is not always being excited about. We having that baby. Now, we're going to love the baby once it gets here, but we ain't excited about being pregnant again. Hello. At my age, I would not be happy. Pastor John would not either. We too old to be taking care of a baby. Y'all the babies now, right here that we got. Hallelujah. But the wonderful thing about adoption is you went and chose that child. You wanted that child. That child has so much meaning to you because you chose that person. Well, God chose us. I'm so excited. I'm not a mistake. Hello. Hallelujah. On purpose, he sought after me. We think we look for God, but no, he never was lost. We were lost. Is that good? Yes. Hallelujah. This is so, so wonderful. So the key to the manifestation of causing fear to bow is to understand the love of God and that he adopted us. We're adopted in the beloved. And the more we understand that, saints, hallelujah, the less the spirit of fear has power over us. The more we fear, the less we truly understand and believe that an all-powerful, loving God has adopted us and genuinely cares for us. So we want to develop ourselves in an understanding of the love of God. I shared with you all that I just have a habit of always telling God, I love you, I love you, I love you. I say it all the time to him. And one day the Lord said to me, it would be so much more beneficial for you to know that I love you. Yeah. And I stopped to think about that because sometimes we can tell the Lord we love him out of desperation. Yeah. Like we chasing after a lover that don't love us. Hello. But God wants us to know that he first loved us. His pursuit, his adoption of us is because he's good. It had nothing to do with Cheryl. It had to do because he's good. My God. Even while I was yet in sin, he loved me enough to die for me. So we need an understanding by revelation of his love and that he adopted us on purpose. Give the Lord some praise right there. Amen. Amen. So I want you to say this in your atmosphere. The more we understand how much God loves us, the less we will fear. Fear can come in when you know God's love. So let's work on that today. Is that good? Amen. Grasping this revelation, saints, is the key to overcoming fear. It wasn't until I really understood how much God loved me and how much he was protecting me and watching over me. And he would remind me of little things that he was doing for me, even when I was going through those times of paranoia, torment, fear. Come on, saints. Fear of the dark, fear of animals, fear of dying. You know, the list is very large. But I experienced a lot of those things. But that's because I didn't understand how much God loved me. Amen. And so we need to grasp this revelation today. It's the key, saints, to setting you free from the spirit of fear. Do you see that experience God's acceptance, God's care, God's love causes you and me to lose every hook of fear in our life? Fear can't stay where God, the surety of God's love is. Am I helping somebody already? Yes. Hallelujah. So it should be clear to us that fear is not the major issue. It's not. It's not the major issue you and I must reckon with. Instead, you and I need to focus on knowing and believing in God's love for us. This is how we make fear bow. God's love is so powerful that it drives away all fear. Jesus wouldn't tell us fear not if we weren't able. Fear of death is probably one of the most tormenting spirits that come to our mind. And the warfare is really in the mind. If we get the mind renewed, hallelujah, we won't have any issues with the enemy because he can only come and attack our minds. He can't do anything else because he's already been defeated. That's why he said our minds must be renewed. That's why we need to be in church, because how can we hear without a preacher? And how can they preach to me except they've been sent to me by God? Somebody say amen. Amen. That's why God said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, because there's power in, hallelujah, this setting where God is going to release, impartation and revelation to each one of us. Even me, who's standing up here teaching, he's downloading in me at the same time. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible clarifies this connection further in 1 John 4. Let's go there and see what it says in the Amplified. 1 John 4. While you turn and tell the Lord, thank you. I found that the more you thank him, the more he gives you. The more appreciative you are, the more you open your mouth and glorify him, the more of his presence surrounds you. Amen. Glory to God. He is so gathered when two or three have come together in his name.